I bought into them after week one when I saw like a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs could lead to wins. And I thought, man, maybe John Gruden is going to give this running back the rock. And I'm a huge Josh Jacobs fan. So I kind of bought into them then. Like, all right, like, let's see what they do. They didn't have the best next couple of weeks. But that win against Kansas City, I mean, there's no way that you can look down on it. I mean, it was great quarterback play from Derek Carr. Josh Jacobs got the ball 23 times. I would have liked to see him do a little bit more with it, but that's okay given the fact that Derek Carr played as well as he did, 347 yards. I'm sure you have all of these amazing stats where he was 3 for 3 with 2 touchdown passes when throwing the ball 35 yards down the field. He had gone 22 straight games without a completion. There's no way you can, without a completion of that length, there's no way that you can look at this game from the Raiders and go, oh, this was nothing, or oh, this was a fluke. Like, this was a great performance from Derek Carr. I thought it was a great performance from the Raiders offense, and they were able to, you know, stop the most dangerous quarterback in the game when they needed to.
So you used the word fluke there, and we're not using the word fluke, but we were just having the discussion of, since John Gruden came back, we've all been screaming, you've got to be more aggressive on fourth down, and you've got to throw the ball down the field, right? That's what we've been screaming. Yeah. Yesterday they do those things, and then John Gruden's like, well, maybe this will get some of those, you know, analytics guys off my back. Like, no, what we'll say is, do that more. That's what you need to do. So what they did yesterday, going for it twice on fourth down, being successful both times, and taking all these deep shots, sure, if you continue to do that, you're probably going to continue to have success. Will they?
Yeah, I mean, in that sense, I think you go for fourth down against, like, I know everyone's killing Mike Zimmer today. And I know the situation is a little bit different, but he's trying to keep the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands, even for a game-tying possession. Like, you're not going to have to make those type of fourth-down decisions. You only have to make those types of fourth-down decisions when you're going against someone like Patrick Mahomes. So in your division, yeah, when you got the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, sure, like, you continue to do that. You continue to try to keep the ball out of that offensive team's hands. Like, I'm perfectly okay with that. Does he continue to do it? Probably not. Like, I doubt it, but I would always, like, if he's going against the Green Bay Packers, I mean, yeah, do it. Like, if he's going against someone who he thinks can beat them every time they touch the ball, or beat his defense every time they touch the ball, yeah, I think he continues to go for it. But I think yesterday was the perfect storm in that his offense executed, and he made the gutsy calls. You know, and I think whenever you're out there and you have the opportunity, you know, you have a momentum going with your offense, and you can keep the ball out of someone like Patrick Mahomes' hands, I think you do it.
So,
but I don't know that he continues to do it.
Right. So, you know, I'm curious, too, because I want to ask both of you this, and Damian, we'll start with you. Is there any worry about Kansas City? And I don't think this is just a one-off thing, right? Like, they haven't really looked the same, other than that Monday night game, which I was really surprised by, because they haven't really looked dominant. Damian, on your part, after we've seen now these games from Kansas City, any worry that they're not the same team that we have seen?
No. I mean, no, I'm not concerned about them. My Super Bowl pick, they exhibit the same exact qualities. No. I had the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, that was Patrick Mahomes' 9th career loss yesterday. In his 9 career losses, their offense has scored 31.3 points per game. Like, that's quite a bit. That means your defense has given up a whole lot. We know how bad Seattle's defense is. Like, I'm not concerned about it yet. Like, I'm not. Are they the same team as last year? Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm watching all too closely. The team that they played in the Super Bowl last year looked like a shell of themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not particularly concerned that the Chiefs, you know, drop one to the Raiders, who I think are a good team. Are there concerns to be had? Sure. I'll be a lot more concerned if it's the same issues in week 12 than I am right now in week 5.